Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Compassionate CEO podcast. I am your host, Jess Palmer. I am a compassion coach for heart-led entrepreneurs who crave a new approach to business, as well as a Usui Reiki master teacher and intuitive tarot card reader. And it's been a minute since we've last caught up here in this space, and I'm grateful to be coming to you today with this very important episode and story that I'm going to share with you today on why I left corporate banking to pursue a career that would honor my mental health and my needs and self-care. And talking about, you know, how there's so much stigma in corporate, you know, I don't want to say corporate banking, but like the corporate world, right? Like there's so much stigma around mental health and business. And it's really time that we redefine all of this, that we bring to light the importance of honoring our mental health and how my own mental health is what pushed me to get out of corporate banking and pursue my own path as a solopreneur, as I like to call myself, or a solopreneur for some of you who are like me, doing it all yourself. Everyone has their own story, right? Everyone has a reason why they've become their own CEO. And this is part of my story that I'm sharing with you today. And before I get started, I have a very, very exciting announcement to share with you all today. The doors are open for enrollment for my signature business group coaching program, the Compassionate CEO. Yay! I'm just so thrilled to finally have my first offer out. And it's scary, right? It's scary to put yourself out there, but I'm so passionate about what I'm teaching, what I will be teaching, what I embody as a compassionate CEO, and how you, as a business owner, whether you're a coach, a creator, a healer, a guide, an Etsy shop owner, what have you, if you are a business owner that is craving a new approach to business, who, you know, doesn't maybe fit into those typical cookie cutter boxes that some other business programs or strategies suggest that you do, right? If you don't fit into those boxes, if you have a hard time, kind of niching or niching down and, you know, following these sort of masculine structures, then this program is really going to be for you. The Compassionate CEO is a very intuitive, more, I'll say, feminine approach to business. Instead of looking at the grind, overworking ourselves, having all these different offers out in the hopes of making all this money when maybe some of them don't feel in alignment or they drain us more than serve us, you know, like this program is really about uncovering your own unique approach to business, creating sustainable offers and channels like social media channels, finding the right things, part of your ecosystem, right, that works best for you and your energy and your goals and your self-care. And you're going to learn these systems. You're going to learn how to create a thriving business using self-care as the foundation. And you're going to learn how to truly allow your mental health to show itself up in your life and in your business without fear, without judgment, without criticism, knowing that your business and your offers and your approach are still just as worthy, if not more so, because of your mental health. And you will learn that your mental health is truly a gift to be shared as you learn to grow your own community and audience and all of that amazing stuff. And I'm just so, I could keep going listing on about all the things you're going to learn, all the transformations you're going to make. But I truly invite you to check it out for yourself. You can go to thecompassioncommunity.com/TCC. So the compassionate CEO, but just TCC. So thecompassioncommunity.com/TCC. And there you will see all the modules. You'll see exactly what transformation you will be getting, because you will literally transform your way of business and the way you show up and your worthiness and what you think you're worthy of achieving and succeeding, especially as we look at your any limiting mindsets or patterns or self-sabotage or procrastination, burnout, etc., that you experience. We're going to be unpacking that as well. This is truly an 8-week integrative community focused program. So this isn't just a program where I'm going to talk some shit at you and you're basically off on your own to figure it out. Like, this is very community focused. Each week we'll meet for a call, and then there'll be a second call each week, either being a co-working space, which will be great to kind of create that gentle accountability and community space for you to work on what matters. And there will also be support calls throughout the program. So that's what's really kind of awesome about this, is that I am really there for you to help you deal and unpack whatever is coming up for you in the program, whether it's mindsets or questions or some self-sabotaging patterns you're realizing that you want to talk through. Like, this is very, very community focused, and that's what I think makes it so special and why I'm so thrilled to create this container for you. So if you're interested in wanting to join in on this group container, it begins April 12th. And I would love nothing more than to get on a free 30-minute connection call with you. We can talk about the program. We can talk about your goals. We can talk about the things that might be holding you back in business. And I can answer any questions you have. And I want anyone listening to know that if, you know, money is an issue or you have, limited finances, I do offer flexible, scalable payment plans. We just need to have a conversation to see where you're at and see how I can best support you. So don't feel any limitation there. Definitely know that I'm an open book. I'm super non-judgmental and very compassionate. So if you want to work with me and you're kind of worried about the investment, please know that I am here to talk about that with you. And understand too that as you invest in yourself, you're able to gain even more in your environment internally and externally, because you're able to do that inner work. You're going to be doing a lot of inner work. You're going to be creating a lot of successful foundations. So you will be able to call in more ideal clients and customers and product launches and all of that by doing this inner work. So know that the money you will be putting into yourself, you absolutely will be getting back. It's just about, you know, knowing that you are worthy of that investment. So again, know that I'm here to support you in any way you need. And without further ado, let's get into the episode. Alrighty, so in today's episode, I am going to spill some serious personal tea on why I left corporate banking to pursue a career that would honor my mental health. So, as many of you know, or maybe for those new to listening don't know, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. It'll be 3 years this year. I was diagnosed in the spring of 2018. And at this time, I was in a very depressive, manic depressive episode. And every morning, I would wake up with this crippling anxiety. And I truly mean crippling. I would wake up with like heart palpitations, hyperventilating, tears. Like, I could not imagine facing the day ahead of me. I was so scared. And I just had no idea how I was going to be able to handle whatever that was supposed to come up. You know what I mean? Like, I would try to project into the day on like how I'd be able to handle it all. And I would just crumble at my feet and just be paralyzed by fear. And I was very blessed that my supervisor at the time was so loving and compassionate and understanding. She wasn't about to fire me for being out so much. But what I'm telling you, I literally was going to work one day a week for 2 months, and I was working 5 days a week, 40 hours, commuting 2 hours a day, you know. So for me to only be working one day a week, it was definitely putting a lot of pressure on me, on my finances, on my team, right? Because I wasn't being able to show up fully to support them. And this whole experience, like, although my supervisor was very loving and understanding and very motherly towards me, the corporation itself saw me as a liability, right? And when you have mental health in business, you're seen as a liability. You're seen as weak. You're seen as unreliable, inconsistent, unstable. And I think truly, personally, I probably would have been able to show up more fully if I felt as though that the corporation, that the business supported me. And at this time, I had been in corporate banking for 3.5 years, you know, working in a cubicle, slaving my life away, typing, doing these banking reports, you know, like, of course, I wasn't living in alignment with my soul's purpose. And perhaps that's why I was experiencing such extreme anxiety and like manic depressive symptoms, because like my soul knew that I wasn't in the right job. And I'm curious to know if anyone listening, if you've ever experienced this in your past, whether it's in a relationship or a job or a friendship or whatever, where your body is sending you such hardcore signals like, this is not meant for you. Like, this is not meant for you. This is not what you're supposed to be doing. Like, get out, you know, sort of like a fight or flight response. And I do feel that that was sort of my soul trying to reach out to me, like, hey, homie, like, you're not meant to be in fucking corporate banking forever at all. Like, you've done your time. It's time to take that leap. And so I was on FMLA, which is the Family Medical Leave Act, which luckily protected my job while I was out, but I wasn't getting paid for that time off, and I had blown through my PTO. And yeah, looking back now, it's so crazy to think that that was going on in my life, that I was so crippled by my mental health that all I could do was smoke weed, lay in bed, cry, and try to somehow get my mind together, you know? And I had no idea that this is what I was experiencing, not to this degree anyway. And I look back now and I question, you know, why do corporations honor sick days for the physically sick? But if you call in to, say, use your PTO or to call in for a mental health day, it's like you're not taken seriously because your pain can't be physically seen, you know? And what motivated me to be my own boss or my own compassionate CEO was so I could have that flexibility and that time to be like, no, like, I need time for myself. I need time to decompress. I need time to sit with my thoughts and emotions and let the wave pass before I take any action. And for me, in my business now, I find much more flow, much more productivity, and much more alignment and magnetism when I allow myself to hold space for my mental health and what emotions or triggers are coming up for me in this time. And I'll share with you an instance this morning. So my cat has a lot of trauma from before I rescued her. And we're very intuitive. Like, we have a very intuitive relationship. And I could tell that lately she's experiencing some stress. And, you know, we're getting ready to, like, move within the next few months. And we're getting things together. And, like, I've gone back to work part-time. So I just feel like she's expressing some stress. And she's been peeing outside the litter box. And I've been putting down piddle pads or those pee-pee pads for her, because she's been peeing in like the same spot. And I woke up this morning and she'd peed in the spot, but only like half on the piddle pad. And then there was like pee on the carpet still. And I just like lost it, like, because not towards her, but in my mind, I'm just like, man, like, I don't know, like, she can't really talk to me. Like, obviously, like, I don't know what cat language is, and like telepathy only goes so far. And, you know, and I'm just feeling this overwhelm. Like, I'm just feeling this fight or flight. And it's like, I was very anxious because I just woken up and found that my cat peed again in the same spot. And, you know, she's fine in terms of like medical reasons. Like, we know that it's stress per the vet and stuff. But I just was like, this is ruining my day. I don't know how I'm going to be able to move forward in my day and get the things I want to get done because I'm so overwhelmed and my fight or flight is kicking in right now. It's like, okay, Jess, let's like back it up. So in the masculine approach to business, or the more the more masculine approach to business, let's say, would have told me basically to put on my big girl pants, get to work, and get over it. But the compassionate CEO within me is like, you know, what if I, you know, clean it all up, whatever, because it was still like 7 a.m. And I'm like, what if I clean this up and I smoke a little weed and I do some Reiki and I go back to sleep for a little bit instead and let myself rest and let myself come back down and process whatever emotions are coming up for me, the frustration, the anxiety, the stress, let it all wash over me. And once I've allowed myself to process and take care of myself, then I will begin my work. And so then I did today. I did all of that. I honored myself. I went back to sleep. I woke up. I made tea, made some cacao too, made some breakfast, started a Clubhouse co-working space that I'm still a part of right now. And if you're not following me on Clubhouse, please do. I'm at Compassion CEO, not even the Compassionate CEO. I believe it's just Compassion CEO. Please follow me on there. I'd love to connect with you on Clubhouse. I like to do these co-working spaces where sometimes I play music or sometimes it's muted, and it's a great way to cultivate gentle accountability. And so, yeah, I did that. I created the Clubhouse space and I, you know, got right into my work and what felt good. And I feel so much better. Like, this is why I left corporate banking to pursue a career that would honor my mental health, because I am worthy of rest. I am worthy of self-care. I am worthy of slowing down and putting myself first and then working from that place of rooted self-care, because I feel so much more in alignment than if I had just forced myself to start my day and try to work from a frazzled, anxious place, right? Like, I hope this is landing for you, because, you know, how we define success and productivity in today's society is not like this. It's very much like, get the fuck over your feelings. Mental health isn't real. It shouldn't be a priority. Just go to work, get your shit done, and ignore your feelings. And I'm sorry, but that doesn't work anymore. Ignoring your feelings doesn't work anymore. Putting your self-care to the side is not working anymore. It leads to burnout. It leads to self-sabotage. It leads to, you know, not feeling good enough and not feeling worthy enough to succeed, to put yourself out there. Because if your corporation, if your job can't hold space for you at your worst, how are you supposed to confidently show up as your best? You know what I'm saying? And please, let me just say this right now. I am not shading 9-to-5 jobs. You know, some people really benefit in those types of structures. Some people really like those types of jobs, and that's totally fine, boo. Do you. If you like a 9-to-5 job to create that structure and that provides you abundance in your life, sick. I'm so happy for you, and I hope that you're thriving in whatever space you're in. But if you're like me and you need a space or a job or a container that allows you to be exactly who you are and to experience the waves of mental health, then you're in the right place. The Compassionate CEO group program would also be a great place for you as well, you know, especially if you are new to business or you've only been in business for maybe like a year and a half and, you know, your current approach to business isn't really working for you or it's not resonating and things don't feel in alignment, then this is going to be a place where you can really understand what's not in alignment, why is it out of alignment, and how you can create a sustainable business offers and channels, social media channels, platforms, etc., to support you, to support your need for rest and self-care, okay? You don't have to work for a corporation that doesn't respect you and doesn't respect mental health, because mental health is nothing to be ashamed of. And it's just so sad when, again, mental health is seen as a weakness and we're shamed for needing time off to take care of our mental health and well-being, when we truly can't be our best workers and our most productive selves if we're not taking care of ourselves. And like, you would think that corporations would realize, oh, if I allowed my employees to take care of their mental health and their self-care, and I perhaps maybe give them more PTO or pay them more so they can work shorter hours, like maybe they'd actually do more work, you know, like they don't, think about this, because they look at their employees as little worker bees, and that, you know, these worker bees are easily disposable. And these bees are people, you know, these bees are people, people with feelings, emotions, needs, traumas, past experiences, like all of this. And we're so valid. All of us is welcome. And it's time that we create the spaces within our lives that we can feel welcome as we are, no matter what emotional responses or mental health obstacles we are experiencing. And so I'm sharing with you the story of me working in corporate banking to, you know, having that experience with my mental health to come to a place of like, okay, this isn't working for me anymore. And I did get to that place. So it was months of me trying to get back to my normal schedule. I think at one point after working just the one day a week, I was able to work 4 days a week. I could never get myself back to the full five. It just was way too draining for me. But I think for a few more months, I worked just 4 days a week. And then I found myself at a place where I was in therapy, sitting with my therapist, uncontrollably crying. And I was like, I cannot go back to that place. Like, I literally cannot go back to that place. I cannot punch in one more fucking time in my cubicle, in my space. Like, I need a change. And after that appointment, I called my boss and I said, listen, like, for my own mental health and well-being, I cannot continue to work there. I can't. And I still was very fragile at this time. I still was very much in a dark place in my relationships and in my health and all of that. But I took the leap to leave corporate banking. Although I was paid well and I had benefits and all of that, I knew that something better was out there for me. I knew that at some point I wanted to be my own CEO, but I wasn't quite sure like what that looked like, because at the time I was reading tarot, I was doing Reiki, but I wasn't teaching and I wasn't coaching at this time. And so a few months went by after I left my corporate banking job, and I took a few months off just to decompress and do some more inner work and cut some loose ends. And then I finally got a job in the cannabis industry. And I love cannabis. I love plant medicine, especially cannabis and CBD. It's just something I'm really passionate about. I still work part-time in that industry and I love it. Like, my part-time job seriously complements my business so well. Like, I couldn't ask for a better opportunity. And so for me, I still work in an industry where I'm not my own boss. Like, I still have a boss, and then I have my own business, the Compassionate CEO, the Compassion Community. And I've found my balance. I've found what works for me. I've found a job that honors me, who I am, and my mental health and my needs, while also creating a business that holds me in that space as well. So when I am ready to leave this part-time job, I already have a container, a business that allows me to be exactly who I am for exactly as I am, right? Like, I am someone who has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and I have created a business that allows me to not shy away from who I am and the waves that I experience and the depressive episodes I may experience and the periods of withdrawal I may experience. I have now created a business that allows me to take that time for myself while still thriving, while still attracting clients and opportunities and networking collaborations and all these things, just for being exactly who I am. And so again, like, if you're craving to feel that empowered and that grounded in who you are and in your mental health, in your business, the Compassionate CEO program will help you achieve that transformation. And I would love nothing more than to hold that space for you. And for the first two people who invest in themselves and sign up in the program, you will receive one 90-minute business support call with me, which would be so great to be added to that program, because it'll really add a personalized twist where we can really look at whatever area within the program you need most support. So I'm just so grateful to be in this space with you all. I'm so grateful to offer this program and to create this community. And if you want to connect, if you want to learn more, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at the Compassionate CEO. And again, you can check out the program at thecompassioncommunity.com/TCC. And if you have a story about moving from corporate to your passion, let me know. I would love to know your story, because I know that there are so many of us who have moved from corporate, the corporate world, to a more soulpreneur type of vibe. And it's really, I really am holding space for those who have made that transition, because it isn't easy. It's hard. And we all have a story as to why we made that move. And I would love to know yours. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love you all so much. If there's anything I can do to support you, please let me know. And I'm sending you so much love, gratitude, and virtual hugs.